This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Well, there can be little question how supporters of President Donald Trump feel about his making a quick nomination to the Supreme Court, chanting, "Fill that seat," as he was campaigning at a rally just outside of Toledo, Ohio last night.
Great. We will fill that seat. It's going to go quickly. Probably announce the person. I don't want to make the men too angry. It will be a woman. Is that okay?
The raging debate, of course, the vacant Supreme Court seat since the passing of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. The president has stated the nomination will be forthcoming and soon. And Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell will exercise his constitutional prerogative to fast-track the nomination, even though he wasn't so inclined for Barack Obama's nomination of Merrick Garland in 2016. In the meantime, President Trump met yesterday with Judge Amy Coney Barrett at the White House as the conservative jurist emerged as a favorite to replace the late Ruth Bader Ginsburg on the Supreme Court. The UN's first virtual meeting of world leaders was set to start today with pre-recorded speeches from some of the planet's biggest powers kept at home by the coronavirus pandemic that was likely to be a dominant theme at their video gathering this year. Among those expected to speak today are President Donald Trump and Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro, whose countries have reported the highest and second highest coronavirus death tolls, respectively. Also on deck are President Xi Jinping of China, where the virus originated, and President Vladimir Putin of Russia, which has raised international eyebrows with its rapid vaccine development. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Escalating conflict and deteriorating food security in northern Mozambique, where more than 300,000 people have abandoned their homes and crops, could see crisis levels of food insecurity continue into 2021, according to the World Food Program, with a warning today. Tens of thousands of people who have lost access to food and income sources are being deprived of humanitarian aid in northern Mozambique as extremist militants intensify an Islamist insurgency. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has announced new restrictions on social interaction today as the government tries to slow the spread of the coronavirus before it spirals out of control.
We are once again asking office workers who can work from home to do so. In key public services and in all professions where home working is not possible, such as construction or retail, people should continue to attend their workplaces.
The new restrictions come a day after the government's top scientific and medical advisors said virus infections were doubling every 7 days and could rise to 49,000 a day by mid-October if nothing is done to stem the tide. In the United States, a Harvard University public health professor is criticizing the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention for changing its position on the airborne spread of COVID-19 and what is considered a safe distance. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The CDC had posted and then took down on Friday a new position. There's growing evidence the new coronavirus can spread through small aerosolized droplets and travel farther than 6 feet from a cough, a sneeze, singing, and simple breathing. That's why people should wear a mask to reduce contact with either large or small virus particles. Now that new information is labeled premature, causing some to speculate the backpedaling could be political pressure. Harvard University's Dr. Howard Koh, who used to work at the Department of Health and Human Services, says the CDC has to emphasize the importance of airborne transmission, and it's even more critical to wear a mask as we head into the difficult fall and winter season. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A Chinese city on the border with Myanmar last week began testing thousands of residents for the coronavirus after two Myanmar migrants tested positive. Now, China declared Ruili, a Yunnan province transit point, in a wartime mode as officials launched an effort to test some 200,000 people. Now, by this past Thursday, or 2 weeks after the first two migrant cases were detected, more than 360 testing sites had been set up with no positive reactions to the test. Joe Palca, VOA News.